mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Friday, the 22nd day of July 2005. The Patriot Act has been reauthorized and extended out until 2016. And when it reauthorizes and starts back up in a few months. And at the same time, they just chased some guy who ran from the police and gunned him down, sat on him, and then blew him away, is what most of the eyewitness reports are saying. Very suspicious. Al-Qaeda taking credit. And again, it leads back to fake outfits, just like the last one. Meanwhile, the mainstream media ignores the fact that Netanyahu's, who's the finance minister, the head of Mossad admits he did get a warning. And again, the press ignores that. We got to get that story and get that out to people. So that's developing. A bunch of developments. Paul Watson joining us for one segment coming up in the next segment. Then it's just wide open phones for the entire broadcast after that and just a ton of other news. I mean, there's so much here. But Dana in Seattle, Washington. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning, Alex. I just wanted to ask you a question and then tell you something, if I could.
Sure, go ahead.
You've been talking about the Patriot Act that was passed by the House of Representatives. Have you seen the article that's on USA Today about the Patriot Act? It kind of lists some of the areas of the 14 areas of which they've made permanent, but it goes on to say that it's not finished yet. It still has to go. The Senate committee has to take their version and hammer it out with the House, and then they'll decide on the final Patriot Act. But it sounds like it's probably pretty much a done deal, right?
Yeah, yes.
There's not going to be much arguing or altering or anything like that. But it's
well, we're trying to, I mean, we can ask President Bush not to sign it.
Well, I
but according to Ron Paul's, chief of staff, I mean, it's basically done deal.
Well, that's what I figured. I was noticing on the TV this morning about the armed New York City police in the subways.
Yeah, aiming machine guns, searching 8-year-old black children.
That's spooky to watch that. I mean, it really is to see that going on.
No, that's martial law, dear.
I know that.
But the borders are wide open. The illegals are instantly legalized. They're given welfare. It's the felons are. It's all a fraud. And then now the New York police commissioner says, look for people sweating. Do you know it's 100 degrees in those subways right now?
Everybody's going to be sweating, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I'm sick of it. You know, you walk through, and some goon waddles over to you and wants to search your bag. I mean, it's the end of the Fourth Amendment. We're being trained how to be everybody up against a wall. We're searching your bags. Let me see your papers. We're being trained how to live in the Soviet Union.
Well, I agree. I'm 57. I don't disagree with you at all. And I can't believe how all of this seems to be going so fast.
Well, look, long before 9/11, they would line the kids up and search them and have police dogs jump on them. I mean, that's everything is about training us how to be prisoners.
Well, I listen to your show a lot on the Rethread, and I agree with a lot of stuff I hear. And it's real opening and courageous of you to be able to put this stuff forward to people.
Well, no, it's good to hear from you, and it's courageous that you're involved in listening and are getting informed or are informed, Dana. How did you first find the broadcast?
Well, it was actually through the Power Hour one time when I first found out about them in April, and I just listened to your show. In fact, I called in the first time about something. There was some conversation going on, and I had a point to make or a statement to say, and I called in. So I don't get to listen to you every morning, but I usually listen to you at night and listen to it on my computer.
Well, it's
because
good to...
I'm not where I get a radio station. And there was one more thing I wanted to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
Hang on.
Well, go ahead.
I have some stuff I wanted to send to you by fax if I could. I heard you talking to Joyce last night about Beyond Treason and all the nuclear explosion that goes all the way back.
Yes.
Military testing to 1948.
Stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're about to get into just all the incredible revelations that are coming out concerning the second wave of bombings yesterday, the shooting of an unarmed person on a train today, though Fox Television is calling him a suicide bomber. Well, they got some nerve. And the new 007 license to kill powers the police were given and now are using. But a caller who we're about to go back to in a moment brought this, was bringing up Beyond Treason that I've seen some clips from and seen the trailer for. So I just, you know, it's not available until next week, but I went ahead and put it in an order for 500 of these, and we already have it up on the shopping cart at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, adding that to our bookstore and library, because just the people that are being interviewed in it, too, are just incredible, and the description Joyce gave for it, so... as soon as they come in next Wednesday, they're shipping me 500, and I'll ship it right out to you. We have it up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, the video Beyond Treason. You can watch the trailer and read about it and order it right now on InfoWars.com, or go there and go to the shopping cart. All of this goes together, and we have two articles out of the New Scientist today. One of them is the government documents and admissions that Japan tried to surrender unconditionally, and our government A-bombed them twice, not to just scare the Russians, but to start a Cold War, to start an arms race, because there were trillions of dollars to be made over the next 50 years in weapon sales by the military companies that lobby and control our government. I mean, that's not a stretch, folks. Eisenhower, in his farewell speech, warned everybody about this. And now that Defense Department money and those corporations fund almost all of our universities, what, 90% of research funding in even psychology in areas, and Big Pharma funds the rest. So literally they're buying up the brain trust. They're buying up everything. And so we have that coming out, just A-bombing people for fun. Here's the New Scientist, though. Nuclear test fallout killed thousands in U.S. New Scientist. Radioactive fallout from the world's nuclear weapons test during the Cold War has killed 11,000 Americans with cancer. According to new reports by U.S. scientists, experts say the many thousands more likely have died in other countries. A report prepared by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for Congress is the first attempt to estimate the total number of cancers caused by atmospheric testing program between 51 and 63. 390 nuclear bombs were exploded above the ground, 205 by the U.S., 160 by the former Soviet Union, 21 by Britain, and 4 by France. The fallout from these explosions circulated the globe and exposed the world's population to radioactivity. And they did detailed, massive scientific studies of tissues, indexes, triple-blind studies. And the minimum estimate is 11,000 just from the U.S. testing. Now, what is it? 4,000+ times the A-bombs at and all the other nuclear testing. I've actually got the statistics here in the stack. Many thousands of times, all the nuclear testing, that amount of radiation with the uranium they've used in these munitions has been released. The government admits that. It's blowing all over the world. They're using it in 10 sites in the U.S. and in two possessions. Okay, that's what's covered in Beyond Treason. So I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and get this new documentary, Beyond Treason. Order it right now. Get a couple copies. We sell it for the exact same amount as Dave and Joyce. And so you're supporting Dave and Joyce, and you're supporting what we're doing by getting it through us. And while you're at it, get Martial Law. It's the best video I've ever made. Covers who the globalists are. Covers the latest police state, the sound cannons, the hover blimps, people being put in the FEMA camp, privately owned by Bechtel and George Shultz, out at Pier 57. That's 35 minutes. And a whole hour on 9/11, the latest hardcore developments, issue after issue, proving how they carried it out. We name the names. We lay it out, folks. We Dick Cheney, baby. We just come right out with it. Who gave the orders, how they did it. And then a whole hour on the order of death, the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the Nazi connection, all of it. It is my best work. It's a mini-series. Call toll-free to get Beyond Treason or to get Martial Law or to get Road to Tyranny. Big discounts when you get multiple videos. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or, again, go to prisonplanet.tv. You can see all 12 of my films, dozens of other films you've been authorized to post, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book. Normally an e-book's like $5, folks. We have like 20 or so. I forget. A whole bunch of e-books, 15 cents a day. Monthly, yearly subscriptions. All my videos, best audio interviews, prisonplanet.tv. And, again, we want to expand. We want to do more. We want to make even better films. We want to do even more. I want to be able to, you know, get to more locations. But it takes your support. So please support us. And understand, exposing who was behind the terror is so important. Because when people understand problem, reaction, solution, and how the globalists engage in this, then they'll have to stop using this. It's becoming less and less effective for them. And why is Beyond Treason so important? Why am I getting behind this? Because I rant and rave about it. The Tuskegee experiments, the radiation, the biologicals, our troops, the sterilizing hundreds of thousands of women in this country. You know, all these programs, it shows how they look at us like amoebas. They have just cold-blooded contempt for us. Okay, I'm out of control here. It's important to get these films. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, we got to move quick, Dana, because we got loaded phones and Paul Watson in the wings and a ton of news, but you wanted to make one more point. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I wanted to ask if I could have your fax number to fax you some websites where you can get more information about the past radiation exposures to the military starting in 1948.
Well, listen, you're welcome to send that to me. I'm wallowing in the documentation. I'm wallowing in CIA reports on how to sterilize women. I mean, I'm wallowing. But no, it's always good to have more of it. Let me give you my fax number. Okay. Send me your info. It's 512. That's the problem, folks. We're wallowing in evidence. But it's all we always need more. This tidal wave, a tsunami of it, 512-899-9809. That's a fax number.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good to have you on board with us. Look, and please, folks, do not send me 100-page faxes. I'm not trying to be mean, but we stick paper in there, and then everybody, 20, 50-page people send us books, and all it does is run it out of ink. And then it just, and I can't read all that. Or it, you know, if it's not in the synopsis what you're sending me, I certainly can't read it. You may be sending me the most important thing in the world. But and that's another thing. That's why I need more staff. That's why I need your support. So I can get a bigger office and get the people I need to look at this, not the types of people that I have to tell what to do. I have to have people that know what's going on. So I can then cover more and do more and fight more. We need your support in this war, ladies and gentlemen. Frankly, if you want to send me donations, you're welcome to do it. I mean, we need your support to do more. I'm just frustrated. I'm tired of not being able to do more. I know we can hurt them even worse. We can fight the globalists even more. But frankly, I need the fuel. I need the rations. I need the capital. And plus, I got great videos. So we ask you to support us by getting the videos. But, man, if you want to donate, do that too. Because you know what? I used to feel bad about doing that. Well, why should I? Well, I really... But then I look at all the things I can't do because I don't. Well, why not? I mean, George Bush asked people to send him money to flush the country down the toilet. These preachers do. They say, send me money and you'll be healed. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I can't say you're going to be healed. But I can guarantee you I'm going to fight the New World Order tooth and nail. So if you want to support us, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or call the toll-free number, and they'll take a donation right there. There's a bunch of stuff I want to do, frankly, and I can't do it because we don't have the support. And you know I've never done this, folks, but I'm not going to start doing it all the time. But quite frankly, it's simply because the job needs to be done, and we don't sell enough videos to get it done. Probably because we say make copies of them, which, again, I say do that because it gets the word out and we fight the globalists. Hold for 10 minutes while I've been ranting. So we'll hold him through this segment and into the next, and we'll get to all your calls, too. But, Paul, a lot of big developments today. You've been burning the midnight oil. I got to say, we're first again tracking and deciphering their lies, and more reports coming out this evening. Tell us all about it, Paul.
Well, that's right, Alex. Obviously, the latest is they've now released video captures of the four supposed bombers or attempted bombers that attempted to bomb three trains and a bus.
And they look Central Asian. They don't look Arab. And some of them look like gang members. They look criminal. The MO I get is criminal. Were these criminals hired to do a job? Go ahead.
I don't know as of yet, but obviously they've shot dead suspected suicide bomber at Stockwell train station.
But now they're saying he isn't a suicide bomber, but Fox News still says he is.
Well, I don't know whether they're saying he is or he isn't. The other report is of raids across London with gunshots also heard. So it seems pretty interesting, you know, if they're so keen to uncover these so-called Al-Qaeda cells and the information behind the first bombing, then why have police been given shoot-on-sight orders?
You got to get an article out on that, Paul, and spell it out, because it's just like Madrid, where they kill all the people that supposedly did it and leads back to the government. It's just like Russia, where they do it. It's the same modus operandi here. Very, very suspicious that, yeah. And we heard about gunshots on day one, you know, where those patsies that figured out what was happening. One of these bombers, it said he seemed surprised when this happened, Paul.
Well, yeah, it's all very murky.
But, I mean, why would they... The guy falls down, all the witnesses say they got over him and then shot him. Some are saying sat on him. Why are they killing him? You stay there, Paul. Just, folks, this stinks to high heaven. All the patsies have been killed. Everything is being handled. They were having a drill 2 weeks ago on the morning of the first bombings of the exact same thing happening, exact same places, exact same times.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Well, George Bush said we had to pass the Patriot Act, reauthorize it, expand it for another decade because of the London bombings. And now there's images of little children being searched and machine guns pointed at them from San Francisco to New York City, ladies and gentlemen. And the government can provocateur, they can hire patsies, they can hire people to be part of drills, they can do any of this, and all the indicators show that. Paul Watson, please continue running through the different developments, and then I promise, folks, your calls are coming up. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, as we were discussing during the break, the first eyewitness of this shooting today at the train station at Stockwell, who was 5 yards away, said that the so-called suicide bomber had a heavy jacket on, but that was it. Now, obviously, yes, it's unusual to wear a heavy jacket in the middle of summer, but he described the suspect being pursued by both plainclothes and regular policemen, half tripping, being pushed to the ground, and then being shot 5 times. Which is interesting because this shoot to kill law, which was granted to the police on Monday, gives them license to kill if a suspected suicide bomber refuses to surrender or is in a, you know, in a position where he's obviously not going to be caught. So if they've got him on the ground and they've got half a dozen policemen over him with guns, then would they have been able to apprehend him without killing him? Maybe so. But the thing about it is that later witnesses came out and said that he had a bomb belt attached to him and wires coming out the back of it. So it's whether you believe the witness who was 5 yards away or the witnesses that were down the end of the train. So there's no doubt in my mind that the 7-7 bombers were totally unaware of the full scope of what they were involved in. But certainly if these latest individuals were somehow part of the same drill or had any kind of, you know, troublesome knowledge of the first bombing, then you'd certainly have to eliminate them.
By the way, even Scotland Yard detectives who aren't in on the fun are saying these guys didn't know what they were doing. They had some controller. They thought they had dummy bombs or thought they were carrying drugs.
That's right.
And then we
had
the same thing yesterday. Multiple witnesses. There's a pop, a bang, and then smoke comes out, and the guy's like, "What in the world? What's in my, you know?" Didn't know. So I mean, Paul, this thing just stinks. This thing stinks so bad.
Well, the thing about the 7-7 bombing, yes, it's very clear that they were part of this drill. They were totally unaware that they were about to become suicide bombers. And there is a development on that, because one single mainstream news channel out of the dozens of newspapers and news channels in Britain actually covered the Peter Power Visor Consultants exercise that was taking place at the exact same time with the exact same locations targeted as the real event on 7-7.
Have you posted that story yet?
No, I'm going to write a story on it later today. But surprise, surprise, Channel 4 comes to the conclusion that it's one big coincidence.
And then they even talked to Power, though, you said, because you've got the transcript. They talked to Powers, and he goes, he said all sorts of really weird stuff.
Well, yeah, that is included in the report. It's a CBS associate producer. CBS didn't carry it, but this CBS associate producer, Coleman Jones, claimed in his blog that while escorting participants from the building, and this was a security conference in Canada that Power attended, he inquired of Power why there had not been more media coverage of this. They were trying to keep it quiet, Power purportedly responded, with what Jones called a knowing smile.
Now that's huge! Because Jones is the reporter in a CBS Nightly News piece where he did interview Power, and that's the third interview we've got. And so now the very reporter that did that saying off camera and he said that? That is massive. Why are they trying to keep it quiet?
Well, it doesn't really affect the conclusion of this Channel 4 journalist who attacks us for not contacting Peter Power. All we did is took his statements, which were on BBC Radio 5 and ITN News on the day of 7-7, and relayed what he said. And besides, everybody else contacted him and got one standard response.
Well, we did too, and then he didn't respond for 3 days. We got the email too.
Yeah, and he would only respond to accredited media, as he called it, so we couldn't have got a response anyway.
Well, that's huge, Paul. There's a few other developments. Al-Qaeda takes credit, as usual.
totally fake. We'll talk about that for about 3 minutes on the other side, then go right to your calls and a bunch of news. Folks, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, Rick and Reno disagrees with me, so he's first. Ben Rodney, Michael in Arizona, Mike New York, Ron, and many others. And we're going to go through your calls quickly, so have your questions or comments ready. Paul, there's been a bunch of other developments. And for those that are just joining us, you know, we go off of the New World Order's template. We know how they operate, their past operations. We know that they tend to carry out terror attacks right when the legislation's about to be voted on. They've been caught, you know, carrying out mass shootings right when legislation's being voted on. We know how they use decoys and dummies and patsies and useful idiots and fall guys. I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book. It's like that movie, Arlington Road. I mean, that's what they do in that film. And this is what they did on 9/11. It's what they did, of course. The guys on 9/11 thought they were part of a drill. That's confirmed. We know that they did that you know, just so many other times. They use a drill as the cover. That's the absolute kicker. And you know, that's what vectors it in. And then you've got all the people dying and blowing themselves up. And then you've got just the British government's done this before. We've got Operation Gladio. We've got Operation Northwoods. We've been just time and time again. But, Paul, other little key tidbits here, other developments. Where's the police state legislation right now in the United Kingdom?
Well, I don't think they got it through last night. If they did, it was in secret. So they'll... reorganize in 80 days' time to get it through. Everything that you just mentioned, though, would be called careless speculation by Channel 4. They accuse us of careless speculation when at the same time you have Sky News putting out a headline, Group Claims Bombings, the bombings yesterday, saying that they have been claimed by Abu Hafs al-Masri Brigade, offshoot of Al-Qaeda. The problem with that is Boston Globe investigated this, and many others have in the past, and described it as a phantom organization. The group doesn't exist. They claim every single event. They claim the 2003 blackout. They've claimed car bombings in Iraq. I'm just waiting for them to claim the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand and starting the First World War. So they claim absolutely everything, but evidence shows it's one guy on the internet with a little forum.
Well, and why don't they go? They know exactly where those computers are. They never go. You know, I love it. Al-Qaeda's official website, Hamas's official website, you know, where they take credit and they don't go. I mean, folks, it's admitted. Israel founded Hamas, Haaretz, UPI. It's admitted that the CIA was involved founding Hezbollah. It is the same story over and over again. But look, 2 weeks ago, Paul, they had to admit that after hours of saying Al-Qaeda took credit, that it was somebody in broken Arabic saying, we praise you, and then that led back to a CIA server owned by the Bush family. That's mainstream news, by the way, London Guardian, folks. I mean, it's getting... A guy did a mock head chopping in his garage in San Francisco, and it was national news for a week. And so I love it. Fox News and CNN have got pictures of Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda trading tapes. I saw this before I got on air an hour and a half ago, charging the camera. Why, they know it's Al-Qaeda. But we're bad because this guy says we had a drill at the exact same place, exact same time. Impossible. It's like you can't even pronounce the number. It's got 48 zeros on it, okay? And we had a statistician do those numbers. And, Paul, I mean, go ahead.
All the coincidence, according to Channel 4, the same location, the same time. Just the fact that they had drills, and they also cite a BBC documentary about a biological attack on London. They cite that as proof that this was just a coincidence. That they
so because there'd been
drills.
Exactly as people writing hit pieces, little shills had tried to say, well, there'd been other drills before. That's what Peter Power said. Implying that we said there'd never been drills in history. No, exact drills, exact places. 1,000-person, that's what he said, and then he doesn't even deny that now. In fact, he tells the CBS reporter, the reporter's now put this out, screen save that before it's gone. We know that reporter did interview him. We have the interview. But he says, because, what's the exact quote? Why did Powers act sneaky, and what did he say?
I'll just get it up here. Coleman Jones... While escorting participants from the building, he inquired of Power why there had not been more media coverage of this. They were trying to keep it quiet, Power responded, with what Jones called a knowing smile.
Ah, yes, it's very funny. Paul,
he
how long...
named the company who he did the drill for. And then...
And then now he says it's a company and another organization, and he talks about how we were doing the drill, but then shifted into our real response, and our people did a great job.
And Channel 4 used that as evidence against us to say that it was just a small team of crisis managers who were doing the drill on paper. Well, if it was all on paper, then how did they shift to managing the crisis, the real event, after it had taken place?
I know. It's twisted logic. Well, Paul, one more thing I'm going to mention to you. I have a Scotsman article and also a BBC article here where they're saying that Scotland Yard got a warning 2 days ago that there was going to be a bombing. My parents flew in last night from London, England. They had a vacation there. And my dad calls me as they're driving home from the airport at like 9 o'clock at night. And so he was in the London subways yesterday morning. And my parents were actually getting to the airport during all of this insanity. Okay? And you barely even made it here because of all of this. I mean, how bizarre is that? And it's probably got to be about one out of a billion, but it's not one out of, 48 zeros. Impossible. And so they're over there, and they noticed that there was hardly any security,
for the last week, because I've been there for almost 2 weeks, for the last week. But then, the day before yesterday, suddenly hundreds of police, bomb dogs everywhere, just all over the place, and stuff that looked like drills to them. So how does that feed into all this, Paul?
Well, yeah, I posted it out of the London Mirror. They said that at 9:29 a.m., which was about three and a quarter hours before the first attempted bombing yesterday, they had closed in on one of the suspected bombers, but narrowly missed him, and this police source said. After that, we just knew it was going to happen, and if it was going to happen, it would be on Thursday. So they knew it was going to happen.
Let me ask you a question, Paul, and then I'm going to let you go and let you get back to writing these articles that we've been putting together. You think I ought to come to London? You think I ought to jump on a plane Sunday, bring a cameraman or get one there, and go around and interview the locals and go to these scenes and go to these places and really get down and dirty and really get the information?
I think that would be a good idea, yeah.
Strong, oh, man, I can't imagine.
Take the tube.
No, I think I will. You're not afraid to take the tube with me, are you?
No, I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right. Ah, look at that. He's not afraid. He's powerful warrior. Expose the New World Order. No, but I don't know how much plane tickets will be on like 2 days' notice. Oh, man, I hate jet lag. Well, Paul, I don't know. I might be coming. I got a call yesterday. I'm going to be on Coast to Coast for 3 hours. They let me pick a date the first week of August, and I picked the 3rd of August, a Wednesday, full show, Coast to Coast AM, basically whatever I want to talk about, which is wonderful, because normally it's we're talking about 9/11 or, oh, we want to have you on about Bohemian Grove, and then I can say whatever I want in that context. Well, really, George lets me say whatever I want, but the point is just to tell me up front, come on, talk about whatever conspiracies you want. And you know, I wouldn't even call it, you know, conspiracies, but that's what they call it. So I'm really honored to just go on and talk about basically just a free-for-all, and so I want to prepare for that. I don't know, how long would it take me to do all these interviews? I want to talk to Michael Meacher. I want to talk to Shaler. I want to talk to Galloway. I want to You know, I don't care, Paul, about having the police come get me, but I have seen on the news where they run up and don't let people videotape now. I guess their 4.5 million cameras are good, but I wonder if we'll run into trouble just trying to videotape.
Well, they do tend to clamp down on that a lot, certainly. If you go anywhere near any what they call private property, near shops, etc., they would clamp down on it immediately.
So near shops? What does that mean?
Well, exactly.
They got cameras. I mean, everywhere is a shop. No, that happens here. You'll be like in the parking lot of Best Buy, and the cops are running a checkpoint, pulling people into it, and the manager comes out with the cop and goes, "Get out of here, boy." Oh, man, I tell you. I want to come over there and do it. I just, I got a good cameraman over here who can do it, but he doesn't have his passport in order. Now, only Americans, 70% of the population, never been out of the country. So, what else is going on, Duke Lordly?
That's about it, I think. Obviously, later on tonight, I'm going to put out 2 or 3 articles just having to counter all these inconsistencies and attacks on us from people like Channel 4. So,
well, I want you to go after them. And you know, I don't want to attack Al Jazeera for doing what they did, Paul, but because all I care about is the information. But you and I wrote that article. You did most of the work. I just sat there on the phone telling you points I wanted made. And then to have one of our biggest articles on the web copied word for word, how many paragraphs, Paul?
It was all of it.
And then they're in the Channel 4 report just so they can mix Arabs into it. I don't appreciate that, so why don't you go ahead and take a swipe at them?
Well, yeah, I will in the article. They took my article wholesale, the one we wrote together, added 2 of their own paragraphs, slapped it up on their website, said it was their article, didn't even give us the credit.
Now, when some Canadian newspapers did, they gave us credit, which I, again, folks, I don't even so much care about credit. But when you copy the whole thing, I mean, that is, and then see, I have to be mixed up with that bunch now on Channel 4 TV because of what they did.
That's right. I mean, we.
I told you last week not to attack them, but now we got to defend ourselves.
Well, we take articles every day, put them in our format, but we put who it's, what the source is, and a direct link to them right at the top of the
page.
Yeah,
we put it there for fair use. We put it there for fair use for the history, of course.
Exactly.
We just syndicated it, and that actually helps people. But, Paul, this is the way I think to go after it, because I don't want to waste our time going after AlJazeera.com. That's the Al Jazeera, right? There's like five of them. That's the one, right?
Yeah.
That's calm. My brain has been working too good lately. I get as much sleep, so I got to be careful. The photographic stuff's not working right now. But the point is that, Paul, the way to go after it is, how dare Channel 4 not even notice that it was word for word our article and then mix them in with us?
Well, exactly. They accuse us of not having journalistic nous, and yet they don't even realize that. They just say Al Jazeera said that these drills were a culpability cover, as in the case of 9/11. So words to that effect, but the exact phrase that I used that Al Jazeera copied, but they said Al Jazeera said that.
But what I don't get is, even in their hit pieces, they then reveal themselves with all this stuff on Powers.
I know. I mean, they try and dress the story up, but he concludes it by saying it was all one big coincidence. It's exactly what you would expect from an establishment journalist.
Oh, boy. Okay, Paul Watson, thank you so much for all you're doing. This weekend, I mean, there's already a bunch of exclusives up there, really serious analysis. All these people claim they have analytical skills. All these people claim, you know, and put out all this info. I'm not tooting our horn, Paul, but we're normally the first to report, and our information almost always holds up. If it doesn't hold up, we will always retract, which I almost relish doing. Because, you know, I like people nitpicking us. I like people showing us what's wrong. That only makes us better, Paul. And I've just got to say it. I mean, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the places to be. And, you know, we know what the New World Order's up to. We know their program. We live, breathe, and eat, and sleep, and everything else. You know, blood, sweat, and tears, the New World Order. And we're not a bunch of hype. We're not a bunch of, you know, pie-in-the-sky, you know, idiocy. We're about real stuff, folks, and we're affecting change. So, Paul, good job.
All right, thanks, Alex.
You bet. Okay, now I am going to go to Rick, and I am going to go to Roddy, and I am going to go to Mike, and I am going to go to Michael, and I am going to go to Ron, and I'm just going to blitz through your calls. But speaking of a correction, this person is absolutely right. Hi, just to correct you in your statement that the bombers were Arabs when, in fact, they were reportedly British of Pakistani origin. Pakistans are not Arabs. I know that, and it's just... Everybody over here calls them Arabs, and that's like calling a Japanese person African. I understand. It gets to the point where, you know, the language is so warped over here. We're so dumbed down that this is from England. Just to correct you in your statement that bombers are Arabs, when in fact they were reportedly British of Pakistani origin, Pakistanis are not Arabs. I know they're Asians. They're actually Asian, folks. Again, you state that London is 20% Arab, and you're right, which is completely untrue. However, London is probably about 20% of Pakistani origin. All I know is that we look for statistics online, and a lot of the big neighborhoods show, you know, 30, 40%. It goes by religion. It'll say Muslim. So I think it's more like 18% is what you'd call Asian or Arab if you combine the two. And, you know, frankly, folks, Arabs really are a hybrid group, a mixture of Asian and Negroid and Caucasian. So, really, if you want to know what Arabs are, they're like, kind of like what an English person is, kind of a Heinz 57 of regional tribes. But with a Brit, you've only got Germanic Heinz 57 combos with a little bit of, you know, 2,000-year-old mix of some Italian, which is predominantly Germanic itself until successive invasions from Africa and by Asia. It's like Alexander the Great had blonde hair, blue eyes. But you look at a Greek today, folks, they're really what you'd call a Anglo mix with a Asian. But there I go. I've digressed, haven't I? I've digressed. Yes, you're absolutely right, though, emailer. I am sure you will agree that Arabs get blamed for enough without blaming them for other nationalities' misdeeds. Even among Arabs, by the way, there are different nationalities, such as Saudi, Egyptian, Syrian, Iraqi, and they all have different characteristics. For example, to act on international terrorism was ever carried out by an Iraqi who are now the victims of international terrorism by America and the various other terrorist states assisting America. You're right, Kathleen. Let's go ahead and go to Rick in Reno. We'll hold him over. Rick, I'm distracting people. Go ahead.
Alex, first off, the purpose of my call is not to attack, but to engage in a friendly disputation within the partisan debate, okay?
I know, that's fine.
Okay.
I was just told you disagreed, and, you know.
I'll wait till after.
I hope you disagree. I mean, it makes the show more interesting.
I'll wait till after the commercial.
All right, my friend. And we're going to rampage now for your calls. We'll let Rick finish up quickly, and Rodney, Michael, Mike, Ron, many others. So we'll go to Nevada. We'll go to Texas. We'll go to Arizona. We'll go to New York. We will go to New York. We will go to Tasmania. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, just again, masses of important news. So much to cover. Your phone calls. Let's just get everybody that's been holding the longest out of the way. Mike in Arizona just hung up. I wanted to go to him, but let's let Rick in Reno. Okay, go ahead, Rick.
Alex, you stole some of my thunder because while I was holding, you did mention that Bush reauthorized the Patriot Act as a result of the London bombings.
Well, yeah, I had Ron Paul's office on in the first hour.
But, Alex, which of our bird dogs, yours or mine, has dropped the bird out the jaws and trotted off to grab a bird for another blind? You have failed to mention Rove. Carl Rove, that's the ball we need to keep our eyes on.
Well, actually, I got to tell you, Rick, I disagree with you. I mean, he's just a technician, a CEO. He is just a high-level manager. I mean, he's not even Henry Kissinger or George Shultz level, as Bush calls him. I mean, it's the president's nickname for him. It is Feces Blossom. If Feces Blossom, everybody thinks, he might be the sacrificial lamb. I think he himself is a distraction. We have to cover London because, like every other major attack, it has all the hallmarks of an inside job, a false flag operation, Rick.
I sure hate to see us let go a lever that might pry open this administration the way they pried open Nixon back in 1973.
No, I hear you, and listen, thanks for the call. Weeks ago we talked about this. If Roe falls and Bush falls, that'll actually help the globalists. In fact, they may do that. I've been saying that for the last year. As a sacrificial lamb, politically. Oh, look, we beat them. Oh, we got something done. They know there's a crest of awakening, a crest of resistance. A real tipping point with conservatives waking up that Bush isn't conservative. And then they could take him out of office and put something else in. I mean, they put the neocons in when they took Nixon out. So they will, the Romans used to do this. They even had handbooks on it. Not just how to control slaves, but they would send, say, there's famous examples of this. They would send a Roman governor, say, into Jerusalem, and he'd crack down and be really mean. And then they would reprimand him publicly and remove him. And let's say he put 10 times the tyranny over the people that the last emperor did, or the last governor. But because the next guy they gave him only gave him 5 times, what the guy two governors before did, he's a little bit better than the last one. Oh, it's okay. I mean, these are imperial ways to manage the public. We're going to go to Rodney in Texas, but I just hope you'll go get the new video, Martial Law, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is my best film, the best 9/11 video out there, bar none. And we're carrying Joyce Riley and her new video that's just incredible. And that is, and it's just now coming out, folks. We just got it on the website. And the same price they've got it. And that video is, of course, beyond treason about all the testing on the troops. 50 years of it really shows how evil the globalists are. So that's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Let's go to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
And Alex, how are you doing today? Let me jump right in here, both feet first. A couple of things that caught my attention. The interview that you did with the police cop, I thought that really got my blood boiling.
The detective that's proud that he lied on the stand a lot, yeah.
Yeah, now the thing that you tried to point out, and I don't know if you brought this up at a later date, that his former boss, the commissioner, they tried to appoint him over Homeland Security, right?
Bernard Carrick.
Yeah, only to find out that the guy was one of the biggest crooks that there ever was in the police, New York Police Department, right?
Well, you got to be a crook to be a major police chief.
Okay. I have one other brief thing, an article I've seen on your website about the Alan Greenspan and his financial transactions.
Yeah, that's right. It's not just put options against the pound for just record levels in the days before the first bombing, but Lord Greenspan. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.